Please straighten the rows, safe durus farma lijiye. Please fill in the gaps, turn off your mobile phones. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سميع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله Inshallah, after the remaining dua, a very important speech will take place. We have a guest speaker, mashallah, who has come, respected Maulana Atiqur Rahman Sahib. He'll be delivering a talk on the physical features, the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, everyone's requested to participate. Inshallah, Maulana will be wrapping up before Maghrib, so we'll have time to go home, freshen up, eat some food, inshallah. So, inshallah, brothers requested to participate, and sisters who are not here yet are listening from home. And those brothers who are listening from home are requested to try and come to the masjid and attend and listen live to the program. Inshallah, jis tarah zuhr mein bhi elan kiya gaya tha, baqiya dua ke baad bahut aham ek program rakhi gayi hai masjid ke andar. Hamare Hazrat Maulana Atiqur Rahman Sahib ulm se aaye hue hain, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hulya-e mubaraka, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke shamail کے سلسلے میں ایک پروگرام ہوگا تو ساتھیوں سے گزارش ہے اس میں شرکت فرمائے اور ماں و بہنوں کو بھی گزارش ہے جو گھروں سے سن رہی ہے کہ اگر فرصت ہو تو مسجد میں آ جائے اوپر ان کے لیے بھی بندوبست کی گئی ہے کہ وہ آئے اور بیٹھے اور انشاءاللہ سنیں اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو سننے اور عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللہ رب ونتقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم تب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. Inshallah, brothers, please remain seated. Inshallah, try and benefit from the program. And inshallah, come closer to the front. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum azizun alayhi ma anittum harisun alaykum bil mu'minin ra'ufu ar-Rahim. Sadaqallahu al-Azim wa qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Aw kama qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers, elders. Inshallah, I don't want to take too much of your time. We have kept this very special program. I know there's a cricket match going on. I found out about it before somebody said India versus Pakistan World Cup. So, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala has taken us from that. Has it finished now, the cricket match? Still going on. I hope nobody's on their phones watching the cricket match. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq ability to come to the masjid and to participate in a gathering far more blessed than watching the cricket match. I know we have this shauk and this desire for those of us who enjoy cricket to, you know, have our eyes glued to the screen, and probably we're thinking about it now. But alhamdulillah, we're here. So let's inshallah try and focus on the event itself. Mashallah, our speaker, respected Mullah Atiqur Rahman Sahib, is a very busy person. So the fact that he's taken out some time and come here, inshallah, we should appreciate it. And the minimum appreciation we can do is at least let's give our full attention to everything he's saying. So we're sitting here. This is a gathering, a program which has a nisbah, a relationship to the best of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when we sit in this gathering, inshallah, we're sitting for this purpose, to try and express our appreciation, our gratitude, the minimum that we can possibly do to, in return for all of the kindness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has shown each and every single one of us. So it's a very blessed program, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we also have another relative of mine, a cousin of mine, who before the program will start, inshallah, he will recite some tilawa of the Quran, and I think inshallah, I've requested him to also perform a nasheed as well. So I'm hoping inshallah he can do both. So without any further ado, I'd like to call upon Marna Adnan Saab to come forward and enlighten the gathering.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما يا أيها النبي النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا صدق الله العظيم.
I'm going to start with the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm going to be doing a few different na'ats, a mixture of a few, some in Urdu, some in Arabic, and I'll finish off with an English one inshaAllah. Try to make it as short as possible. You can join in when it comes to the chorus of La ilaha illallah wa salatullah and salamullah.
Tere siwa معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مسجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گر بار تجھ پر سب گر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ یہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو اپنی آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ صلاة اللہ سلام اللہ على طه رسول الله صلاة الله سلام الله على ياسين حبيب الله Salatullah, salamullah, ala Taha Rasulillah. Salatullah, salamullah, ala Yasin Habibillah. إلهي سلم الأمة من الآفات والنقمة ومن هم ومن غمة بأهل البدر يا الله صلاة الله سلام الله على ياسين حبيب الله صلاة الله سلام الله على ياسين حبيب الله على ياسين حبيب الله. Bindeke Muhammad par qurban zamana hai, bindeke Muhammad par qurban zamana hai, jis jis ko bhi dekha hai wo unka diwana hai, jis jis ko bhi dekha hai wo unka diwana hai, roza hai jo aqa ka tukra hai wo jannat ka, roza hai jo aqa ka tukra hai wo jannat ka, hujre mein to Allah ki rahmat ka khazana hai, hujre mein to Allah ke rahmat ka khazana hai, jisne bhi dekha to wo un pe mar mit gaya, jisne bhi dekha to wo un pe mar mit gaya, ashab nabi mein se har ek ka fasana hai, ashab nabi mein se har ek ka fasana hai, jis jis ko bhi dekha hai wo unka diwana hai. There is no man more dear to me throughout the whole of history than the one who was sent as a guide, leading people from darkness to light. His message was simple and clear, that there is one God who we must all fear, inviting people towards Allah. His name is Muhammad Mustafa, his name is Muhammad Mustafa. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله.
جزاكم الله خير.
جزاك الله خيرا مولانا عدنان. Very beautifully tilawat of Quran, and then mashallah multilingually he recited three different nats in three different languages. Was it four there? No, three different languages, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Ta'ala accept it from him. Allah Ta'ala grant him and all of us the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which dictates all aspects of our life. Inshallah, without any further ado, I'd like to call upon Mawlana Atiqur Rahman Sahib to come forward. Mawlana, I'll give a brief introduction. Mawlana, mashallah, he is an imam of Jalalabad Masjid in Oldham. And also he has been teaching at Darulun Berri for a number of years. And I think, mashallah, he has a senior position in Darulun Berri now. And also, he was very close to the late Sheikh Mawlana Yusuf Mutala, rahimahullah. And Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala, sahab, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had a lot of love for him, a lot of affection for him, mashallah. So, and we can see this in his life as well and in his actions. Allah Ta'ala accept all of his efforts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all of us the ability to continue serving him in the way that he is pleased with. So without any further ado, I'd like to call upon Mawlana to come forward and deliver his talk.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. As always, we start in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter we praise Allah رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبُّ الْإِزَّةِ. And then we send peace, blessings, salutations, benedictions, durood, salawat upon the most beloved of Allah. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah jalla jalaluhu wa amma nawaluhu has favored me and you. Allah rabbul alameen has allowed us to gather in our masjid, Masjid Hamza, for a short while, wherein our sole purpose is to learn about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am forever indebted to Mufti Muzakkir Sahib, Hafizahullah, wa damat barakatuhum al-aliyah. Every time I come to your masjid, alhamdulillah, the topic and the topics are always centered around Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I've been fortunate to take part in your annual seerah conferences. Alhamdulillah, the objective of the seerah conference and the main focus is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and today in a different angle our focus is still Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is known to be a companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also took part in the battle of Badr. So his name is Hassan ibn Thabit al-Badri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he is also known to be Sha'iru Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the disbelievers of Mecca, the Quraysh, when they used to write poetry against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that, oh Hassan, you respond back with poetry. And know that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will be at your assistance. This is Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. From amongst his poetry, a very famous portion of the poetry is wherein he says, وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَدْتُ عَيْنِي. More beautiful than you, my eyes have never seen. You are the most beautiful. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And more beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child like the way Amina gave birth to you. You are the most beautiful. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ. You have been created free from every single type of fault. Every sort of defect which is possible, you are free from every defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though Rabbul Alameen has created you the way you wish to be created. It is as though before Rabbul Alameen gave you a body, you said to Allah Rabbul Alameen, "Oh my Allah, I want my eyes to be like this, my ears to be like this, my nose to be like this, my mouth to be like this, my beard to be like this, my skin to be like this." You have been created as though you wish to be created in that way. You are the meaning, the definition of perfection. You are the meaning of sublime. You are the meaning of absolute, absolute, absolute perfection. There is none like you. There was none like you. There will never be one like you. You are most beloved, and your name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear friends, this is an aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam which may, for a very long time, it's possible we haven't heard this aspect. Even this aspect, meaning the physical appearance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inshallah by the end I shall tell you what can be the result of knowing this. This creates love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, كَانَ رَبَعَةً مِنَ الْقَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِطَوِيلٍ وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرٍ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was not known to be tall, nor was he known to be short. Rather, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was of medium height. Why? Because if someone is too tall, what do we say about them? He's lanky. If someone is too tall, skinny tall, what do we say? Daddy long legs. We call him lanky. And if someone is short, we call them shorty. If someone is of such a height, well, nor will you call him short, nor is he tall. He is just of medium height and posture. And this is the most sublime posture which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our beloved Mudda Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, but amazing is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when I used to see him from afar, when he was with a group of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from a distance, he would look to be the tallest and he would stand out from all of the people. But as he came closer, it is as though he regained his medium posture and height that Allah Rabbul Alameen gave him. This was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أزهر اللون ليس بالأبيض الأمحق ولا بالآدم. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was nor white in complexion, nor was he dark in complexion. Rabbul Alameen gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam such a white complexion, which had a tinge of redness. You can say a tanned sort of complexion that Rabbul Alameen gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kana dakhma al-ra's wal-qadamain wa kana basta al-kaffain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when you looked at him, you would not say, na'udhu billah, that he's very skinny. Nor when you looked at him would you say, he's quite podgy and he's quite thick. Allah Rabbul Alameen gave him such a physique. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was fully fleshed. You would not call him skinny, nor would you say he is on the side where he has gained weight. Rather, he was of a very beautiful, complete, complete, fully fleshed being, Rabbul Alameen gave him such a status. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone goes to the gym, right? Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Yaqul, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا مربوعا بعيد ما بين المنكبين. ما شاء الله, everyone goes to the gym to pump the chest and to get wide, broad chest. ما شاء الله. My most beloved Nabi, Huzur Pak صلى الله عليه وسلم, Bara ibn Azib says, Allah Rabbul Alameen gave him broad shoulders, his chest. Allah Rabbul Alameen gave him a broad shoulder look and a broad chest. Allah Rabbul Alameen gave him this. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم ضخم الرأس وضخم الكراديس. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم joint, every bone, every collar, every place where there is a bone, it was distinct that a bone belongs in that place. The elbow of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, that bone, that joint was clear. The collarbone of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, you could see the outline of the collarbone. The shoulder of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the bones that are here, you could see the outline that there are bones here. Every joint was complete and fully fleshed on the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was such of a posture. When you looked at him from afar, man ra'ahu badihatan haba wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabba. Allahu Akbar. Whoever saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suddenly you would feel that awe regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is a man of honor. If he was coming, approaching you, and you saw him from afar coming closer, you would feel that rush within yourself, that who is this person? Who is this man who is coming into this gathering? But as soon as you had closeness with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you sat with him, you would automatically fall in love with him. Allahu Akbar. You would sit with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would not leave, but that in your heart you have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the iqul masruba, the neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would not say that the neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thick and wide, nor was it skinny. But Allah Rabbul Alameen made his neck defined, that there was a clear difference between the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the shoulder of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enough of a gap that you can see that this is a structure of the soul, of the shoulders, this is the structure of the face, and in between Rabbul Alameen kept his blessed neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم معتزل خلق بادن. Every part of his body was of moderate size. Not skinny, not thick. Allah رب العالمين gave him such a posture and such a physical appearance that you would say that this is the best type for a person to be of shape. If someone is too skinny, what do we say? Ya Allah, bichara doesn't eat. Someone feed him. If someone is too big, mashallah, bichara eats too much. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you saw him, you knew that he was of perfect body weight. This is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sawa'un al-batnu wa sadr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed chest and the stomach, the blessed stomach of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were in proportion. What does that mean? Nor was his belly protruding, nor was it out. Rather, the way the chest and the stomach were in complete line with each other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a stomach. Nor was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so skinny that you would be able to see the ribs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His stomach and his chest were beautifully in line and in proportion. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anwar al-Mutajarrid, Allahu Akbar. When me and you wear clothes, my dear friends, why do we wear clothes? MashaAllah, you'll have someone wearing Armani. You'll have someone wearing, MashaAllah, they'll have Versace. You'll have someone wearing Gucci. You'll have someone wearing Nike shoes. And when we look at them, we think, wow, look at his jumper. Wow, look at his jubba design. Wow, look at his shoes. What do we praise? We praise the clothes which hides the body. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the exposed parts of his body when he was wearing clothes, people's eyes would fall on that part of his body. Allahu Akbar. Think this through, my brothers. My dear sisters, we wear clothes to show beauty. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst wearing clothes, people would see him, and if there was a part of his blessed body exposed, such was the brightness and the distinct beauty of the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your eyes would not fall on Gucci and Nike and the scarf and the hat and the jubba. It would fall on the parts where the blessed skin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exposed. Allahu Akbar. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ibn Sirin narrates, فَقَالْ لِأَنْ تَكُونَ عِنْدِ شَارَةٌ مِنْهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Allahu Akbar. Ibn Sirin rahimahullah says, I had with me a piece of the hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He preserved this through generation after generation. When he came to Ibn Sirin, there was nothing more beloved to me in this life, in this dunya, than that piece of hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم كان شعره ليس بجعد ولا سبط. The hair of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor was it completely straight. Our Asian brothers, especially Japan, China, their hair, mashallah, when Allah Ta'ala allows it to grow, it grows in spikes, mashallah. Very straight hair. And nor was it curly, wala sabtin, that the extreme curl is what happens when Allah Ta'ala grants some brothers what? That the hair starts to become into a perm and naturally curl and naturally gather together. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was such, nor was it straight, nor was it curly. Rather, it had a slight hinge of a curl on the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naturally, it had a certain curl that used to appear on the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم كان شعر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى نصف أذنيه. At times the messenger of Allah kept his blessed hair up to where? Half of his ear. Sometimes more, and then we find at times a narration where it just about reached onto the shoulder of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم طويل المسربة. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed chest was such that Allah did not allow him to have much hair. Rather, a fine distinct line from the chest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down up to the blessed navel of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A fine line of hair. The rest of it was bare. Allah Rabbul Alameen gave him this figure within his chest and up to his navel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, ليس في رأسه ولحيته عشرون شعرة بيضاء. In this narration, Anas radiallahu anhu says that there was not more than 20 white hairs on the hair and on the beard of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another narration, he himself says, ما عددت في رأس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولحيته إلا أربعة عشرة شعرة بيضاء. I could not count more than 14 white hairs on the blessed head and the blessed beard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To understand this, my dear friends, one of our students, Bichara, going through his teenage years, he has acne spots. Obviously, spots grow, pus comes out, etc., and he comes on the face. So some of the students, they were sat next to him, and one student sat next to him and said that he started counting the spots on this bichara's face. He was counting the spots on his face. Bilal, I'm not going to mention who the student is. He's thinking, who is this student from the Darul Bari? So bichara has spots on his face, and his classmates, they sat there counting the spots on his face. And if I recall, I think they said he's got 17 spots on his face, subhanallah. So mashallah, we have people of the 21st century, we look at our friends and we can count how many spots they have on their face. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, such was their awe and love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst looking at the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, that I couldn't even count up to 14 hairs of white hair on the blessed face and head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great achievement. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith of Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah, whilst commentating on this hadith, says that we need to shower mercy and dua upon Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. Why? Some sahaba, when they were asked, describe to me Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some sahaba used to say, we found it difficult to describe him. Why? When we used to sit in his presence, we used to keep our gaze not directly at the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His awe, his haybah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that when you would sit in his gathering, naturally a person, out of shyness, out of respect for him, would find it difficult to look towards him. Allahu Akbar. As the Shaykh says, it's only befitting that a child like Anas ibn Malik, who of course through age, this haybah and this honor and respect, that's waqar, this honor for a person increases. Anas being a bichara, small boy, khadamtu ashara sinin, khadamtu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ashara sinin, I spent 10 years in his service, in the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A boy like Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, only someone like him befitting that they would check and count the white hairs from the head and the beard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان في وجهه تدوير. Nor was the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam long, nor was the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely wide and round. Rather, it had a slight roundish shape to it. It was in between long and round. Rabbul Alameen make it so. It's an eclipse sort of shape where it was beautifully, Allah Ta'ala molded his face to be completely perfect in his way. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adajul aynain, the pupil of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do? We say, wow, he's got beautiful grey eyes. Wow, he's got hazel eyes. She's got brown eyes. My most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pupil, the eye color was pitch, completely pitch black. Allahu Akbar. And the whiteness around the pupil was completely white. As though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eye, the blackness, the highlight, the contour was the white, which gave, when a person looked towards his eyes, straight away, your eyes would fix onto the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the preciseness of the blackness in his eye. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahdabul ashfar, the eyelashes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were very beautifully long. Allahu Akbar. When a person grows up, when you find a child with long eyelashes, what do we say? MashaAllah, he looks so cute. Look at his eyelashes. Allah Rabbul Alameen, what do women do, MashaAllah? Now it's not just the eyeliner. Now you have to have something called extensions, SubhanAllah. You need extensions to extend the eyelashes. My most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him such eyelashes that they were naturally long. Why? Because when you look towards a person's eyes and they open and they close it, just that extra hair, it creates that extra focus and beauty upon the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khafidu al-tarf, nazruhu ila al-ardi aktharu min nazrihi ila al-sama. Allahu Akbar. Naturally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to walk, when he used to look, he didn't look up like this and look and ponder towards the sky. Most often, his vision, his eyes, he would fixate it towards the earth, towards the ground. This was the normal way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does this help? If the Messenger of Allah is looking down, it's difficult to see his eyes. And then as soon as he spoke to someone, the Messenger of Allah would lift his eyes up, straight away that magnet and that pull would be upon the eye of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sawabidha min ghayri qarn. The eyelashes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such, azajjul hawajib. They were dense. They were clear black. It was not thin. It was clearly dense. And in between, it did not meet. There was not hair here. There was a clear partition between the two brows of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It had a slight sort of tinge, arc shape upon the eyes, brows of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَيْنَهُمَا عِرْكٌ يُدِرُّ الْغَضَبُ. When the Messenger of Allah used to become angry, such was the case that a vein could be seen in between his two eyebrows appearing here. This was clearly seen by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَقْنَ الْعِرْنِينَ لَهُ نُورٌ يَعْلُوهُ. Allahu Akbar. My sisters will understand this better than me and you. There's something called in makeup, I haven't done a course in makeup, but I know this much. There's something called contour and contouring. What's contouring? My sisters will be like, yo, this guy knows his stuff, mashallah. When a woman, when she applies makeup, and because of the way the lighting is, a person can make their face appear to be wider, smaller, sharper, etc. And if a person's got a big nose, na'udhu billah, what does a person do? Try to hide that nose. You apply makeup in a certain way that when the light falls on the nose, it makes it appear to be slightly smaller. My most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one would think that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have a wide nose. But when they came closer, they would find it was not a wide nose. Rather, the light that used to sit on the nose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to apply this distinct feature upon the blessed nose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you could see a line. The light used to hit a certain part, used to give that magnified look to the nose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahlul khaddain, his cheeks were full. And he had a gentle, reddish sort of rosiness upon the blessed cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he used to become angry, you could see the redness increase on the cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mufallajul asnan. The teeth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were thin, they were bright. And between the two top teeth, there was a slight gap between the top teeth. In one narration we find, إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ رُؤْيَكَ النُّورِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ ثَنَايَاهُ. Allahu Akbar. When he used to speak, it was as though there was a light coming in between the teeth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Haditha Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah says that it is not light, that light was coming in between the teeth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, there was light that was emitting from in between the teeth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the awe and the nur that Allah Rabbul Alameen placed onto the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beard, kathul lihya, he had a full beard. Abu Ma'mar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he narrates from Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that we used to observe the Messenger of Allah in Salah. He used to offer the Zuhr and the Asr Salah, and we used to think to ourselves, is the Messenger of Allah reciting the Quran? What is he doing? Asr and Zuhr is quiet Salah. Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala says, we look towards him, and we understood he is reciting Quran, because from the corner of our eyes, when he is in front of us, we could see the moving of the beard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was reciting Quran, that you could see that there was a slight movement onto the blessed beard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His blessed beard covered the front area of his blessed neck, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone asked Abdullah ibn Busr radiallahu anhu, qila lah, أرأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان شيخا. Did you see the Messenger of Allah to be old? Can you describe him to be an old man? Says, no. كان في أنفقته شعرات بيض. No. Rather, there was a few white hairs on the small beard, just under the chin of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this part of the beard, we saw a few white hairs. This is the way Abdullah ibn Busr radiallahu anhu narrates, seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beard, that the white hairs, we found it to be around here, around this chin area of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taweelul Taweelul Zandain Rahbur Raha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's forearm was long. You could clearly see the forearm of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his blessed palms were wide, fully fleshed wide hands. Sa'ilul ataraf, the fingers were moderately long. They weren't chubby, they weren't skinny. Rather, there was a certain longness to the blessed fingers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud upon this narrates, once we were with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hadith of Sahih Bukhari. فَجَاءُوا بِإِنَاءٍ فِيهِ مَاءٌ قَلِيلٌ. We went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said to him, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's not enough water for us to drink. Ya Allah ki Nabi, there's not enough water for us to drink. He brought a bowl to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَأَدْخَلَ يَدَهُ فِي الْأَنَا فِي الْإِنَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his blessed fingers, his hands, into a bowl. ثم قال حي على الطهور المبارك والبركة من الله فلقد رأيت الماء ينبع من بين أصابع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says he placed his hands into a bowl. Riwayah of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. He placed his hands into a bowl because I saw, ra'aytu, I saw the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in between the fingers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, water was coming out inside the bowl. And we drank from that water. Allahu Akbar. The muhaddithun and the masters of hadith, they pose a question. What is the greatest form of water that Allah has given to this world? So some ulama say it is Ma'i Zamzam, the water of Zamzam. Some ulama say no, we need to compare. Either it is the water of Zamzam or it is the water which came from in between the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ulama are unanimous. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith of Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya himself says that our kabirin, we lean towards the opinion that the water that emitted from the blessed hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was drunk by the Sahaba, there is no greater water that Allah Ta'ala allowed on the face of this earth than this water that came from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hands. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Anas radiallahu anhu says, مَا مَسِسْتُ حَرِيرًا وَلَا دِيبَاجًا أَلْيَنَ مِنْ كَفِّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I have not touched silk. I have not touched any form of silk, the softest possible material. And I have not found it to be softer than the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam were softer than even the softest of silk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such. Jabir ibn Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith of Sahih Muslim. فَوَجَدْتُ لِيَدِهِ بَرَدًا أَوْ رِيحًا كَأَنَّمَا أَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ جُعْنَةِ عَطَّارِ. Jabir ibn Samura says, I was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His blessed hands and my hands met. I felt the coldness and the gentleness of the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then says that it is as though the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is as though ju'nati attar, as though from an entire bottle of attar perfume, it is as though Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam dipped his hands in a bottle of attar, took it out, and then he shook my hands. Such was the fragrance on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such was it so. Anas radiallahu anhu says that وَلَا شَمِمْتُ رِيحًا قَدْتُ أَطْيَبَ مِنْ رِيحِ أَوْ عَرْفِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I have not found a fragrance, a smell which was more beautiful than the smell of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas ibn Malik, after saying this, to understand this, we have to understand his mother, Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is narrated from her, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يأتيها فيقيل عندها فتبسط نطعا. The Messenger of Allah used to come to a house, the house of Anas, and he used to do قيلة, قيلولة. He used to have his siesta in the house of who? Sulaym, the house of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه. And they used to place a blanket, a leather blanket for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fayaqilu alayhi wa kana kathir al-araqi fa kana tajma'u araqahu fa taj'aluhu fi al-deep. Because the Messenger of Allah was so pure, was so healthy, he used to perspire a lot. I.e. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's perspiration was such, he was known to be a person, mashallah, that because of his health, because of how good his health is, that he used to, in the heat and in the scorching sun of Medina Munawwara, you can imagine, the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naturally was a lot. Umm Sulaim, after he used to stand from his rest, she used to get a bottle, she used to collect the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw her. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أم سليم ما هذا؟ Oh أم سليم, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you taking my perspiration, my bodily fluid, Allahu Akbar? Why are you putting into a bottle? She says, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عرقك نجعله في طيبنا وهو من أطيب الطيب. Allahu Akbar. We take your perspiration, we mix it with other fragrances in the whole of Medina Munawwara. This is known to be the most fragrance of all of Atar. Allahu Akbar. Such was the perspiration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masihul Qadamain. The soles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were deep and smooth in the heat of Makkah Mukarramah. Go for Umrah for 2 weeks and walk in your sandals, your chappals. And by the end of the 2 weeks, mashallah, you'll find cracks on your sole and on your feet because of the intense heat. You do wudu, straight away it dries onto the skin, and cracks and dry skin appears. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his entire 63 odd years where? In Medina, in Makkah Mukarram and Medina Munawwara. And it is said that the soles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were deep and smooth. When he used to do wudu, it like pearls fell off the blessed feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا زَالَ زَالَ قَلْعًا. When he walked, he didn't drag his feet. He raised his feet as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is walking and he is descending with so much humility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yakhtu takfiyan. He leans slightly forward, not like na'uzubillah. When we walk, what do? We've gone to the gym a few times, mashallah, chest out, and we start walking like this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shoulders in front of him, very humbly, leaning slightly forward, the Messenger of Allah used to walk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَمْشِي هَوْنًا. He, when he placed his feet back on the ground, when we walk, we're in a bad mood, we start stamping the ground. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to place his blessed feet back on the ground, you could see the gentleness in doing so. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba say he used to walk in his normal pace and we used to hurry just to keep up with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zari'ul Mishya. He used to walk with the pace. The Sahaba used to say, yeah, we can't catch up. We had to jog. We had to increase our pace just to catch up with the normal walking pace of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yazid ibn Abi Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ra'aytu athara darabatin fi saqi Salama ibn Akwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Aba Muslim, ma hadhihi daraba? Yazid ibn Abi Ubaid says, I saw Salama ibn Akwa, and I saw that he had injured his shin. And I saw him in such a state that his shin was completely broken. In one narration, he was split. He went to who? He says, فَأَتَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Salama ibn Akwa says, I went to the Messenger of Allah. You can imagine limping, that my shin is broken. He went to the Messenger of Allah. فَنَفَثَ فِيهِ ثَلَاثَ نَفَثَاتٍ فَمَا اشْتَكَيْتُهَا حَتَّى السَّاعَةِ. He says, the Messenger of Allah looked at my shin. In one narration it comes, of a narration of Sahih Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed saliva. Nafatha, one gesture is 3 times onto the shin of Salama ibn Aqwa, he says, Wallah, I felt the bone come in place again, and this remained to be the case. Never have I complained of this knee, of this shin again, all the way to my final moments. Never have I complained again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the battle of Khaybar, Sahal ibn Sa'd says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for Ali radiallahu anhu, that I want him to be the Amir, to be the general, the commander. It came the news that he had swollen eyes, he had eye infection, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for him. He placed his blessed saliva upon Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he like a paste. My Shaykh, Shaykh Yusuf rahimahullah, while he's explaining this hadith, said the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it from his blessed hands, and like a paste, he put it onto the eyes of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then and there, Ali radiallahu anhu's eyes became cured by this action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and while Ibn Hujr says, قال أتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدلو من ماء فشرب من الدلو ثم صب في البئر أو قال ثم حج في البئر ففاح منها مثل راعيات المسك. الله أكبر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم drank from a well. The remaining water after drinking was placed back into the well. They say we could smell the fragrance that came from that water after the leftover water of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was placed back into that well. Numerous narrations, bitter water, salty water found in wells. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed the blessed saliva inside the well, that very water became sweet and drinkable. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's khatam, Sa'id ibn Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَنَظَرْتُ إِلَى الْخَاتَمِ الَّذِي بَيْنَ كَتِفَيْهِ فَإِذَا هُوَ مِثْلُ زِرِّ الْحَجَلَةِ. I saw that seal of prophethood, which was between the two shoulder blades of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaning towards the left shoulder blade, and I saw it to be a beautiful, elated piece of flesh. And it was like, you know when you have a beautiful jacket, say you've got a beautiful jacket, and then you've got one little logo, or you've got one button on that jacket. As soon as you see the jacket and your eyes fall on that logo, on that button, you think, wow, what a beautiful jacket. Such was the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a piece of flesh, elevated flesh, on the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under his shoulder blade on the left hand side. When you looked at him from a distance, when you looked at his back, it was like the final touch onto the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his speech, our beloved Mudda Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, كان يتكلم بكلام بين فصل يحفظه من جلس إليه. Whosoever wanted to listen and memorize the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he spoke, you would memorize every word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's physical being was such, my dear friends, every part of his existence was complete perfection. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abdullah ibn Harith ibn Jaz'annahu qal, ma ra'aytu ahadan akthara tabassuman min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Harith says, I have not seen anyone smile more than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How was his smile? His smile was such, it was the smile of a person who is exercising modesty and haya. His smile was not loud. His smile was not loud and he was not open. Rather, the blessed cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his mouth became and showed the gesture of smile. The most that you could see in his smile, that the blessed teeth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become exposed, and you could see up to the premolars of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he smiled. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such, مَا كَانَ دَحْكُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِلَّا تَبَسُّمًا. He did not laugh out loud. Rather, his laugh, much of his laugh, if someone said something and he was something to laugh about, the Messenger of Allah would smile. And he would smile and the blessed teeth and the premolars of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become evident. Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I love this hadith because I read in a book. This is found in Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, wherein Jarir ibn Abdullah says, he's going to say something, but before saying this, I read in a book where why a Muslim becomes a Muslim. So stories of new Muslims, mashallah, those that accept the deen of Allah. There is an incident of a person who says, from Leicester, this non-Muslim initially was from Leicester. He says, I started my day, I went to the shop. I bought some milk and some bread. After doing so, I contemplated that this is going to be my final meal. I am going to eat this bread and this milk, and then I'm going to hang myself from my flat. I've had enough of life. Zindagi barbad. There's no use. Khudkushi. Suicide. I'm going to let my life end. I've had enough of this life. So he says, he writes the story, that I went to the shop, I brought the bread and I brought the milk. After I was bringing this back, on the way back to my flat, full intention, I'm going to have this, I'm going to end my life, finished, everything ready. So then this person says, whilst I was going back to my flat, I saw a person, and just by his appearance, my dear friends, appearance matters. Remember this, this is the final point and I'm finished now. Appearance matters. He says, I saw a man. How was this man? He describes him, that this man, he had a white, long robe. Jubba. Let's call it Jubba. He had a hat on. He had a very beautiful, long beard. I've never seen him in my life before. He's never seen me. And everywhere around me, everyone is grumpy. Everyone's grumpy. Wherever you look, bichara, no one's willing to smile. Everyone's always depressed. Everyone's always looking grumpy, depressed. Everyone's living in their own bubble, walking around, either people are walking outside, you see someone, eye contact, you nod at each other, that's it. We find it hard to exercise a smile, which actually exercises 33 muscles on the face, subhanAllah. A smile exercises 33 muscles on the face. We can't even do that. My brother, by Askir Saab, will know, to make effort on the rest of the body takes a lot of effort. People can't even smile, Allahu Akbar, to exercise 33 muscles. So this person says, I saw this man, white, beautiful beard, topi. I looked at him and our eyes met. When our eyes met, I don't know him, he doesn't know me. But he did something. Guess what he did? He smiled at me. What did he do? He smiled at me. Because he smiled at me, our eyes met. I thought, okay, he smiled at me. Because that bugged me. No one smiles, no one looks at each other. Why did he smile at me for? I went home. I've tried this myself. When I first read this article, I tried and it worked. I'm not sure if the search engine will work now. But this is what he typed in. He typed in this exact words that I'm going to tell you. He went to Google, Sheikh Google, Mufti Google, and he typed in, Islam, smile. That's it. Two words. Nothing else. Two keywords. Islam and smile. He knew this guy is a Muslim. His appearance, everything about him tells me he's a Muslim. And what was the word? Smile. So he went into Google, typed in Islam smile, and he goes, I press search. After pressing search, because the first search bar, link that came up, it was a hadith of a book called Al-Adab al-Mufrad, which is a book by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. And in that, he goes, I opened it, I clicked it, after clicking it, there was a hadith. What's the hadith? عن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ما حجبني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منذ أسلمت ولا رآني الضحك إلا ضحك ولا رآني إلا ضحك. In another narration, ما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا تبسم وجهه أو كما قال رضي الله تعالى عنه. Abdullah ibn Jarir, the hadith was that he accepted, some narrators say he accepted Islam 60 days prior to the going of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the month of Safar, then Rabiul Awwal, the last 60 odd days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find in numerous hadith, he used to complain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of a migraine, of a headache. He used to place an extra cloth tight on his head because of the dard-e-sar, the headache and the migraine on the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to say, this is the effects of the poison that me and Abu Bakr ate. He used to be in a very difficult position. If you know of a person that's got a headache, go ask them, how are you? You will not see them say, mashallah, I'm okay. They're not going to say that. They're going to say, yaar, I've got a headache. Yaar, I'm not feeling well. Oh, bad headache, migraine, headache, problem, this problem, that problem. I don't want to talk. I'm not going to go to work. Take the day off. Dude, forget everything. Kids are talking. Shut up. I don't want to hear anything. Abdullah ibn Jarir says, I used to frequent him. How much so? Jarir ibn Abdullah is very important sahabi. Why? After the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba, they used to ask Masla Masaila, what's the Masla regarding this? That are we allowed to wear khuffain? Can we still do masa? What's the latest and final ruling? So the sahaba used to say, what they used to do? Idhabu ila Jarir ibn Abdullah. Go to Jarir ibn Abdullah. Why? Because when they used to go to him, they used to say to him, did you see the messenger of Allah wear khuffain? He said, I saw him and I saw him do masa on khuffain. If he has seen it, that's the final rule, subhanallah. Because he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right till the final moments. Jarir ibn Abdullah says, every time I used to go visit the messenger of Allah, every time, and in that link, the person says that this whole explanation is happening, that these are the final few days of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, final few weeks, and this person accepted Islam. After accepting Islam, he used to go visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he's having a migraine, whilst he's in this pain, and he says, Jarir ibn Abdullah, I did not see the messenger of Allah, but whenever I saw him, he always had a smile on his face. So then this person said, if such a Nabi, such a man, in his personal time of difficulty, can smile for others and make them happy, and such so that they are recording this and putting this on paper, and 1400 years later, we are still finding this, such a man who can sacrifice his own pain just to smile at others, there must be more than just a smile in this person's life. He said, today I had my bread, I had my milk, no more sacrificing and taking my own life. I sat there, I started to learn about this man called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Within a few days was I accepted Islam. Ho gaya. My life turned. Why? Over what? Over a long bayan? MashaAllah, Mauli sahab came to a 2-hour bayan? Over a long big hadith? No. Because he saw a man smile. If the man did it for sunnah or not, that's a different point. But the fact that he resembled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ismail, that was enough to become hidayat, guidance for another person to accept Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear friends, this is what this deen of Allah teaches us. This is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Final point to brush off. Maaf karna Mufti sahab, I've gone over by at least 10-15 minutes. All this, my dear friends, if you can study Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, then there is hope that Allah Rabbul Alameen will allow us to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is hope that we can increase our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Durood, salawat will increase. And there is also hope that we will meet him. And inshallah, in this life also, my dear friends, Rabbul Alameen will open avenues for me and you to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the form of dreams. Rabbul Alameen, he has opened it for many people. You don't have to be so extra special, no. Salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many people are blessed with the sight of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our whole deen is based on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our role model for every zamana, period, era is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the most beloved. He was the most beloved. He will remain to be the most beloved. He is our most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His complete existence was perfection. Everything about him was perfect. He was a role model. And I said this, and I'm going to end on this point. And people complain now. I'm finishing now. Maaf karna. People complain about our lives. What do they say? That, oh, you don't understand my life. Someone loses a child. What do they say? I've lost my baby, I've lost my child, you don't understand. I don't understand. But my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood. Allah ta'ala made him go through this. Someone says that I lost my daughter. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost 3 of his daughters. Some people say that I lost my mother, I lost my father. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his father, lost his mother. People say that I've lost all my friends, everyone's done me over, I don't have anyone. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was boycotted in the later stages of the life of Makkah. People say that I've lost the love of my life. I've lost that person that I could always talk to. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the pinnacle of hurt. He's boycotted. The people are now against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's known in the seerah as Aamul Huzn, the year of grief. The year is called the year of grief. In that year, Allah Ta'ala decides that I'm going to take back Khadija radiallahu anha. Your uncle, the one that because of whom people, you were untouchable, they weren't saying anything to you. I'm going to also take him back. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gives him a son called Ibrahim. The ulama mentioned he's walking, running, he's a toddler. He falls ill and he goes back to Allah Rabbul Alameen. That you are going to bear the pain of seeing your son pass before you. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived in Makkah for 53 years. 53 years. Imagine living in Ashton all your life and one day everyone says, you know what, you're a liar, you're this, you're that, get out, we don't want to know anything about you. Allah said, I'm going to make you experience the separation and being done over after spending 53 years of your life in a town. And then when he comes back, a chance to grab them all. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a chance to take revenge. He comes back. 8th year of Hijri, the conquest of Makkah. He says, whosoever remains in this house, in this place, in that place, they are free. We will not touch them. We will not harm anyone. Today is not the day of revenge. Today is the day of forgiveness. The way Yusuf forgave his brothers, I forgive you all. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was everything, my dear friends. So the last thing for me and you is, we need to strive and we need to ask Allah, that, oh Allah, I want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to ask for this. My dear friends, I end with asking and pleading with you and me, send much durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point. Our Hazrat rahimahullah used to say to us, the minimum a person should do 300 times a day. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Friday, try to do 1,000 times. There are some people, mashallah, every day they do 10,000 times. There are some people, mashallah, every day they send 5,000, 6,000 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point. You're driving, have a tasbih, counter. Commuting to work, 40 minutes, you'll do 1,000 easily in 40 minutes. Every opportunity, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point in your life. The more we exercise durood, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more Allah Rabbul Alameen bless us. My dear friends, whosoever gained closeness to Allah and His Rasul was through this barakah, because we have nothing else. What more do we have to present other than salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear friends, make it a point. Shaykhul Hadith Sahib, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Mere piyaro, kasrat se durood sharif paro. Kasrat se. Everything, someone used to come, Hazrat Shaykh, yeh meri parishani hai, yeh meri bimari hai, yeh hai, woh hai. Hazrat Shaykh used to say, Mere piyaro, durood sharif par lijiye. Durood sharif kasrat se paro. Durood sharif, durood sharif, durood sharif. Send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Final hadith. Hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi. When a person says salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this salat and this durood is packed very nicely by some angels of Allah. They take this and they present it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do they say? The Abdus Sami ibn Abdullah. The Abdus Sami, the son of Abdullah, has given you salawat and durood. Allahu Akbar. Wali sab ke naam ke saath, with the name of your father. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, you want to do ihsan on your parents, send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your parents will be mentioned in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood sharif, durood sharif. If anything in our lives, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not a day should go, my dear friends, where you have not minimum sent 300, 10, 20, whatever you can start with upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood sharif, as much as possible, as much as possible. Durood sharif is such a thing, my dear friends, whosoever will send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can expect to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One great sheikh, he sat in front of the Rawdah-e Athar of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know the green dome that we see in pictures. He was sat in the Masjid al-Nabawi and he was thinking, Ya Rajib, Sheikh Yunus Ab Ghaliban Rahimahullah. Ta'ajib. How many flights are happening here? Allahu Akbar. How many flights are coming in to Medina Munawwara? What when I say flights, we don't mean aeroplane flights. How many people are sending durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Angels are bringing them and presenting it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many flights are coming through? My dear friends, make it a point. If you haven't started, please I beg you. Please I beg you. Make it a point to send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every single day. Minimum 300 times, yeah. And on the day of Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf, and at least 1,000 times upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give me the tawfiq. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allah keep us all united in this world. And may Rabbul Alameen allow us all to reunite with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Pak, give us all from the blessed hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hawdha-e Kawthar. Say Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. May Allah Jalla Jalalu Amma Nawalu make it so that because of the effects of wudu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognizes us on the day of Qiyamah when these parts of our body are shining and we go present ourselves to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very important, yaar. Very important. Allah give me the tawfiq, Allah gives the tawfiq. There is nothing else in dunya. Wallah me care out. There is nothing else that will give you success, my dear friends, except that you connect yourself back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our everything. This deen is based on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Quran came to us because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the physical exegesis of Quran. He is everything. This deen is based upon loving, following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Forgive me, I've taken so much of your time. May Rabbul Alameen allow us to learn from this. And final dua for myself and for yourself. Before maut and before Hawdha-e Kawthar, sabki to tamanna hoti hai na, ke main Allah ke Nabi ki ziyarat kar lo khwab ke zariye se. Tamanna hoti hai. Do we all want that? I want to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, yaar. At least let me see him in a state where he is happy with me. Sabka tamanna. Everyone wants this. So we should make dua to Allah. Ey Allah, dunya mein, maut se pehle, ey Allah, aapke habib, hamare habib, huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ziyarat, khab ke zari se nasib farma lijiye. Oh Allah, give us this. Oh Allah, grant us this. Allow us to see our habib. Allah allows, before we go to qabr, we get a glimpse of him in dunya. So qabr mein jab hame pooch hoga na, that who is this? Well, who was that man that came to you, that came with the religion? Who was that man? And in one hadith, Shaykh al-Hadith sab says, you'll be shown an image. Allah ke Nabi ki tasweer dikhai jayegi. So before we are shown that image, kam az kam in dunya, at least khab ke zariye se, minimum, Allah allow us to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can say, haan, woh to mere Nabi hai. He is my Nabi. Allah give me the tawfiq. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Jazakum Allah wa tisar. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa azim.
Jazakallah khairan to respected Marathi Iqsab. Allah Ta'ala accept all of his efforts. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us all the ability to practice upon it. Very beautifully he's outlined the physical features of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just before we break for Maghrib, inshallah, just a quick reminder, we are in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, very blessed days. After the month of Ramadan, these are the most special 10 days in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, in the third of Dhul Hijjah. Let's appreciate, value these days, increase in our durood sharif, increase in our acts of worship, especially trying to fast as much as we can. Monday and Thursday, we've got tomorrow Monday, and then Thursday, these are sunnah days of fasting. And then on Saturday, we have Yawmul Arafah, that the sins of the previous year and the sins of the next year are forgiven. So these 3 days, ideally we should fast every day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, the person who fasts on the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, they receive the reward as if they fasted an entire year. So if you can do that, if not, at least these 3 days we should fast. And increase in our acts of worship, especially night time, performing tahajjud salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, the person receives the reward of performing salah on Laylatul Qadr and worshipping Allah Ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala give myself. Are we all ready to do this, inshallah? Inshallah, we do it. We remind our family members at home. Everybody is busy, engaged in ibadah, and especially for the Muslims of Gaza. Let's take our time, increase in our du'as. We all know what happened in the Nusayrat camp. I don't need to go into these details, and maybe I should. But the masjid is not a place where we want to make it too much about politics. But we know the halat and the conditions of the Muslims throughout the world. Let's increase in our du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, 10 blessed days. Oh Allah, let your rahmah come down in such a way that all of these difficulties our Muslim brothers and sisters are going through, they are lifted and they are alleviated. Inshallah. Say Ameen. Inshallah. Ameen. Allah ta'ala accept. We'll stop there, inshallah. We can get ready for Maghrib Salah. Jazakallah khairan for coming. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallah bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you.